This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And for our next story, starting January 1st, lots of things starting January 1st that we've been talking about on the show recently. This next one, the government will be taxing all cigarettes at duty-free islands and zones. This was part of a measure passed under Budget 2021. And Deputy Finance Minister Dato Abdul Rahim Bakri said that this is part of efforts to curb cigarette smuggling, which is rampant in duty-free zones. He added that when they are illegally brought in, the government can't collect revenue on them. And to that, the tourism industry has asked the government to reconsider the move, saying that it will negatively affect duty-free shops. Business owners in Pangkor are particularly concerned. The island just became duty-free this year, and taxing cigarettes will significantly impact business since it's one of three items that's duty-free. And unlike some other islands, Pangkor also has taxes on alcohol. And I think, so this is going to be an interesting and slightly, I think, technical story, in part because we've talked about this before and there are multiple factors coming in here, right? So firstly, this idea of contraband cigarettes and how we are trying to curb that, whether this is going to be an effective measure in doing so. I think that's something that we want to explore. How duty-free zones will be impacted economically, especially in a tough year where more often than not, they also coincide with tourism, right? So whether or not that's going to be something that we see affected, that's an issue. And also where we are going to see these taxes used, because that's the big one. When we get this, there's been a lot of questions about our tax revenue projections. We spoke recently about income tax, but I think just in general, this question of where is the funding for the budget coming from has been coming up over and over again. So to kind of extend that, I think looking at this particular source of income, where is this tax money going to go? What efforts is it going to go towards? I think these are also questions that we'd like to hear some answers to. But let us know your thoughts. So again, starting just 2 weeks away, January 1st, the government will be taxing all cigarettes at duty-free islands and zones. And so tourism is worried about this. Others are saying that it's necessary. Let us know what you think. Is it a good move? Call us 7733 2900 with your thoughts. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Dr. Zariha Zain, who is a public health specialist and former head of tobacco control at the Ministry of Health. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:41 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're talking about a move from the government. Starting January 1st, they will be taxing all cigarettes at duty-free islands and zones. We want to hear from you. Do you think that this is a good move? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on the line with us to talk about this is Dr. Zariha Zain, who is a public health specialist and former head of tobacco control at the Ministry of Health. Dr. Zariha, thank you so much for speaking with us. What were your thoughts on this decision from the government?
I think it's an excellent move by the government. It has been something that we've been asking the government to do, but because of for the interest of tourism and so on, it was not carried out. It's actually part and parcel of the provisions in the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which Malaysia is a party to since 2004. So it's a good move. It's a bit too late, but it's not too late. I mean, it's late, but it's a good thing.
And what would the price difference be once we see taxes applied? And what do you make of the amount of the tax that will be imposed?
Actually, the best to answer that would be the customs, but I would imagine if they were to impose tax, it should very much be the same as the tax imposed on local marketed cigarettes. So then the price difference should be very, very little. But depending on the tax level that is being imposed, then the prices So the ones who fix the prices would be, of course, those in the industry, the duty-free cigarettes industry, and as well as the Ministry of Finance that sets the level of taxation that they want to impose on these duty-free. But the bottom line is we are getting rid of duty-free tobaccos, and this is good. So you will no longer see, hopefully, cigarettes being sold in duty-free shops in airports, because there's no point putting it there. So we will clean the duty-free shops from tobacco products. So that's good. But what is more important is the fact that that will only impact very little on the smoking prevalence in Malaysia, because the target for duty-free cigarettes is more for tourists. Most likely, if it's in the airport, it would be foreign visitors to the country. And if it is at duty-free ports and duty-free islands and so on, it would be local people. But still, very few of the Malaysian smokers would go all the way there to buy cigarettes. So it really doesn't have any impact on the smoking prevalence of the local population. But it will have some repercussion on other aspects like tourism and so on, which is not really a problem for us. I was just reading some comments made. And actually this move, why it is good, is because it is ethical. We would impose tax to tobacco products on locally marketed cigarettes, because taxation has been proven to lead to reduce in demand, because with high taxes or increased taxes, there will be parallel increase in prices, and price increase is always something that would be a deterrent for purchase. It will reduce demand, especially among the poor and also among those who doesn't have a good disposable income, like children and youth.
And also, can you walk us through how this move will help to curb the smuggling of contraband cigarettes?
Again, I think the move to increase, to impose tax and get rid of duty-free tobacco products is actually related to trying to reduce smuggling. I think that was the ultimate motive of doing this. I don't think it's done because we want to be consistent with the provisions of the FCTC. I think it's more the smuggling issue, because I understand that smuggling relates to issues of products being on transit. Duty-free zones are those places where there's a transit. And instead of these products being exported out, because it's not supposed to enter the country. If it enters the country, it should be taxed. But when smuggling happens in the context of duty-free, it comes back into the country. So that is what it is. So, but for me, our whole issue of smuggling that caused the government not to want to increase tobacco taxation for local market, it is very, very little, and the impact is very little if you get rid of duty-free tobacco products in duty-free zones. I think it's not going to be very much of an impact, because when you have the duty-free cigarettes, what happens is the price of cigarettes in the duty-free zones are lower compared to the local market. So people would bring it in. But actually, people bringing in or smuggling it in, it is in small amounts. This is what we call bootlegging. The ones that is happening in Malaysia, that is really worrying, because it's really draining the government from collecting tax because of this smuggling, is shipments of a huge amount of tobacco products that comes in big containers. You don't get big containers when you go to Langkawi, you know. So it's actually more, and it has been shown in so many studies done, and it's been presented by WHO and so on, that the smuggling in huge quantity in container loads is not because of tax differences or price discrepancy, but it's more the inability of governments to enforce the law that prevents smuggling. And this has got to do with corruption and weak government. And so I'm not saying Malaysian government, but these are studies done in many countries in the world, and that has been shown repeatedly.
Right. And so does cigarette smuggling occur only or predominantly on duty-free islands?
No, I don't think so. When we read about seizures of tobacco products, they're not found in such places. I mean, they are located in trucks brought in, but I'm just relaying to you the results of studies being done by credible bodies like WHO, World Bank, and so on, which shows that it's not because of tobacco tax increase causing price increase, this price discrepancy then leads to smuggling. It's not that. This is because of what they call enabling factors, and these enabling factors include corruption. So, I mean, we heard about how Malaysian civil service is being really highlighted recently of incidents of corruption. Why is it not possible for enforcement of tobacco products? You know, so it's not surprising if the same issue is applicable in this country as well. So if the government is serious about wanting to curb smuggling, the government must get rid of corruption. The government must ratify the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control Protocol on elimination of illicit tobacco trade, which has been enforceable for a few years now, and we're still not a party to it yet. So if the government is really serious of wanting to reduce smuggling, the government must ratify the protocol.
And is the government implementing other measures to tackle the issue alongside what we're seeing?
They have been trying for many, many years, as much as I could remember, for more than 10, 20 years maybe. It's the same attempt, the same approach, trying to tackle the same problem, which does not work, it gets worse, and then still trying to attempt to do the same thing. It will not work. The protocol has got a lot of provisions in it that the government, if implemented, can help reduce the problem. It is something that is not what the government has been doing all this while, because what I understand, the government has set up enforcement team to look at this issue, but if the enforcement team has issues with corruption and so on, it will not work. The issues about they say that, you know, because of high tax, they have not been increasing tax for the last 5 years. Still, the smuggling issue is still there and it's getting worse. I mean, what are they doing? And when they don't increase tax, they are depriving the population from a very effective strategy to reduce tobacco demand.
And as a means to reduce demand and consumption, how effective would this tax be?
Well, of course, when you want to reduce demand, there are many strategies, increasing tax and price. We call tax and price measures is one strategy. And of course, there are other strategies like pictorial warning, smoke-free areas, and those things. You can't do one without implementing the others. It has got to be done simultaneously. But of course, the others has been done. I mean, the other aspects have been done. Still, it can be improved, like pictorial warnings we have, and then expansion of smoke-free areas and so on. That has got to be done, and has got to be consistently expanded and upgraded and the law implemented. But the aspect on tobacco tax has been proven to be one of the very, very effective way of reducing demand. When there's price increase, people who are in those bracket that cannot afford a higher price, like youth, young people, children, the poor, they will reduce their consumption. for children and young people, they might not even do smoking. But for people who are, you know, older smokers who are already very addicted to it, they would continue to smoke, but they would probably buy a smuggled cigarette, which is cheaper, or they would maybe have other means. Maybe they would quit also, you know, or smoke less. So that is what is going to happen when you increase price and increase tax. So the government must implement that. They have to do that. They have failed to do that for the last 5 years. Tobacco tax has not increased for the last 5 years.
And in closing, do you think tax should be increased for cigarettes across the board? And what are the chances of this happening?
Of course, it has got to be increased across the board, because people can quite easily switch. If you tax highly on cigarettes, but you don't tax on tobacco leaf, loose leaf or something, people can switch. They can do roll your own cigarettes and so on. Because what they want is to be getting the fix from the nicotine that is supplied by the tobacco leaf or tobacco product. But of course, there are people that argue that people who are hooked to one brand or one type of tobacco product, they will consistently want to use it. And so in those situations, they will continue to still buy, and even though it costs more, they would still buy, and at the expense of maybe buying milk for the children or education for the children and so on, because they want to still maintain that same level of addiction. It has been shown. I'm not saying without basis. It has been shown. I'm not saying also that this is the situation in Malaysia, but what I'm saying is these are results of studies done in many parts of the world, so many countries. It shows quite consistently the same results.
Dr. Zariha, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Zariha Zain, who is a public health specialist and former head of tobacco control at the Ministry of Health, sharing some insights on implementing cigarette tax in duty-free zones, and also talking about whether that would halt contraband cigarettes and also cigarette demand as a whole. We've been asking you for your thoughts on this. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And on WhatsApp, we have, I think, a pair of actually contrasting messages. So Steve says, although I'm not a smoker, it's not a good move as it will deter tourism and kill off small business and traders. Meanwhile, we have Sharul Akma, who says, by having the same price for cigarettes, it will add more income to the nation. No more cigarettes being smuggled from the duty-free islands. It's a very good move. It should have been done earlier. And interestingly, both of those points are looking at it in terms of the economy, but coming out at very different ends, because I was going to say that I think listening to Dr. Zariha, so much of what she had to say also had to do with smoking cessation, with the need for it from a public health point of view. But from an economic point of view, I mean, what do you think? So do you think that it's going to deter tourism? Will it affect players who have already really felt the impacts of the reduced tourist load this year? Conversely, is it a good move? Will it help to curb contraband cigarettes? Will it help to also curb demand for cigarettes fundamentally? You can call us at 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be right back after the 7 o'clock news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.